First and second attention. This is Aratima. What is the first attention and what's the second attention? When you really pay attention, you will notice that there is an inner resting somewhere, and then there is an outer, more on the foreground attention that is directly connected with what you're doing right now in this present moment. Let's say you're sorting something on your desk, or you're putting some books on a shelf, something just very simple. You're paying attention doing that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to put the book on the shelf. You put it randomly somewhere and you wouldn't know that you did that. So that's what you're doing. You're paying attention. You know, you might be even, you know, cutting vegetables, and you're really paying attention because you're just cutting the vegetable. You're holding a knife in your hand. The second attention now is the one that you identify with truly. And that's what you're being in this moment. Most of the time, you're being something from the past. It's your identity that you identify with, the content that you identify with. Let's say, for example, you are sad and you're caught in some story. Then your second attention, while you're cutting the vegetables with your first attention, your second attention is what you're being in that moment. You're being sad and you're being really in the story of this and this happened and this and this happened and so forth. And the suggestion here is that you bring your second attention at will to a higher, more elevated place, something sacred for you, something that's luminous. If you are in stillness and there is nothing really in particular going on the second attention, in the sense of a radiance or a luminosity, there's just nothingness, you're just being really here, very present, then you're really fully in your core, you're very much in the isness, and that's beautiful, that's very powerful. And you're very clear. You're nothing in particular. And that's beautiful. Something that's being nothing in particular is not still, but is radiant. And there's a sense of luminosity or a lightness or some quality to it. And that's beautiful as well. It's more a movement and expression of that isness. And that's fine too. You will just feel really good and much better when you're being what you are instead of the conglomerate of past experiences that is you as identity. So what we're practicing here is to be checked in on the second attention into the most sacred that you can be. And on the first attention, you are paying attention to whatever you're doing, which is important. Now, somehow this seems kind of strange that we're finding out that we're kind of split. We seem to be made out of two things. Well, that is the human condition, that we're not in oneness. We're not just being one. And most people aren't aware of that. They are living that split state constantly. Their awareness is always split. This is what causes the existence of duality. And when we're identified with duality, then there'll be two. There'll be two of you, sort of. And in the practice, in the spiritual practice, we want to become conscious of it and work with it. We're using our free will to work with who we are and who we are becoming, are allowing ourselves to be. Later, this will go away when you are completely merged. There'll be many moments when you actually completely forget about being two. You're actually just really in the zone. There's just one, you're whole. And that's really the natural state. And when you are conscious of the split, then you are basically in the work mode, you could say. And there isn't a right or wrong anyway, because we are living in duality, and there'll be like the breath that goes in and goes out, and the night and the day alternate. You will also have experiences where completely are at one, and then there are the moments when you experience yourself as the two, the one that is the form moving through life, and then the one that is always eternal that you are. The only difference is that the suffering is absent. There is no suffering, whereas in the beginning there is this navigating of suffering, and you feel better when you checked in, when you are checked in into a graceful state. So explore this and allow yourself to always be in a high level of attention, resting in that which you truly are, in whatever form that is, on the second attention, which is the inner, the deep, the very deep of who you are. And you might even just bring your attention to a sense of me, or the stillness or for whatever works for you, because it changes as we spoke. Everything's moving around as you are exploring and maturing in different aspects of your core. So it's just beautiful how it evolves. Just go with it, and it'll be very easy to do.